Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are coming to you from a cafe, if you cannot tell, in the middle of New York City.
And I'm here with a longtime friend and fellow listener,
Leah Bonvisuto, who is the founder of Present Voices.
So Leah, thank you so much. I am thrilled to be having you on the LinkedIn series. And I'd love to understand a little bit, what is Present Voices? What did you start?
I started Present Voices to help people talk to each other at work so that more voices are heard. And it's a communication and presentation skills training company. We focus on spontaneous and public speaking. Really, public speaking is everywhere these days. It's not just behind a podium. It's in meetings, it's over video conference, it's in hallways and elevators. It's really everywhere. And most people struggle with this, with spontaneous speaking. And I'm happy to know that from working with people individually and in groups. And it makes me very happy to go into organizations and be able to provide a real tool set around communication.
And I think you hit on some major points there. The impact of communication on organizational effectiveness. From your perspective, why is communication so key across organizations?
I'm very biased, but I believe communication is the most important skill set in work and life, and most major studies will back that up. It is what I happen to do, but it affects leadership, it affects team building, it affects relationship building with your clients. It's really every area of business and personal life as well that is affected by communication. And today at work, we're dealing with so many modes of communication, so many choices when it comes to communication. There's a lot of overwhelm, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of anxiety around communication, and we're not talking about it. So we need to talk about talking. We need to talk about the ways that we're communicating. Are we going on Slack? Are we going on an internal communication server? Are we dealing with email? Are we picking up the phone and calling our clients? Sometimes that choice itself is incredibly confusing and anxiety-inducing for everyone, from new hires to existing.
Absolutely. So you work across the industry. Are there issues that you see arising across industries that relate to communication? What are some of them?
Of course. Right now, the rise of video conference is huge. In every industry that I work with, whether it is tech, healthcare, or advertising, everyone is beginning to use video conference at different levels and different ways of interacting with it. But it can be incredibly beneficial to do something like that. We're seeing remote teams internationally being able to communicate with each other and connect. But we're also seeing miscommunications, hurt feelings. I joke, but it's really not a joke, that there will be someone swiveling in a chair in Singapore and someone in San Francisco thinks that they don't like them or thinks that they're disengaged. And it's really a matter of their own insecurity or their own anxieties. And video conferencing, phone, specifically written communication like Slack, email, and text have a huge ability to make these miscommunications happen and to lead to areas of confusion and gray area. And so it's really important to be able to strategically, as an organization, choose the right modes of communication for your team, to be able to communicate effectively to your team which modes of communication they should be using, and to get everyone on the same page so they understand what is going to make them most effective, individual and organizational.
And you brought up another interesting point there. You certainly have clients all over the world. We talked about the Singapore, San Francisco team. I'm curious, how have you seen the cultural impact there? So I think, like, you and I are here. We both live in New York City. And we tend to be a little bit hurt at times as New Yorkers. If we're writing an email, we want to get to the point, and that could be seen as disinterested or disengaged. So how have you seen the cultural impact, especially from a global
I actually believe that that is working to our advantage. I really see that we're communicating more specifically and more in-depthly with each other with all these different modes of communication. I believe social media is really building up an amazing foundation of a way to connect and a way to amplify voices that we're not being heard. I'm a big advocate, which might not be surprising, in over-communication. right? So even if I have a communication style that is maybe more direct or more curt than other people, if I can communicate that to someone over communicate with that, then they understand that going in and we can start on the same page. The problem comes when we're not communicating enough, and we're not saying what we need to say. And so I'm a big believer in normalizing the conversation around talking and how we can talk to each other in a more effective way. And I really believe that the more that we talk about talking, the more different kinds of voices that we're going to have.
So as a CEO, as a member of the executive team, as a manager, are there some immediate things that the listeners can use to improve communication?
Yeah. It's essential for leaders to have more awareness about how they communicate. And oftentimes, leaders that I work with a lot of executives and people and also leaders of all kinds. It's really important for them to understand the strengths and the comparison of a lot of times, many leaders are dealing with same insecurities that their direct reports might be experiencing. If they're not acknowledging it or they're not aware of it, they inherently have a lot of power in recognizing that as a person. As a really specific example, I work with a lot of leaders who speak really fast. And this is something that my work works in meetings. So right now, the phone is rate of speech, and everyone wants to talk about how they can speak with more brevity and also be heard in a more effective way. When leaders speak really, really fast, it can lead to a lot of insecurity among their direct reports. Everyone is insecure. I know this because I've worked in the industry. 90% of people in high-achieving positions are experiencing difficulty in conflict. In some of my groups that I go to, and this is from internal corporate trainings, 100% of the two global sales leaders of some of the top tech companies in the world are experiencing challenges. So if you're speaking very quickly, it can induce anxiety in your direct reports. It can make them feel more anxious and possibly feel like they don't understand what you're meaning. At the same time, when you speak quickly, you don't give yourself time to think. So I help people slow their rate of speech so that it more closely aligns with their thought process. And that helps them feel more comfortable of how they are working through their communication. At the same time, because their audiences are better to comprehend what they're saying, because when you have intentional pauses, your audience's comprehension increases 30% to 40%. And that's good. And just for a leader to be able to zoom out from themselves and be able to see that particular trait, and there's a million other examples of traits that I help people work through, it is an undeniably effective tool in terms of helping them become a better leader, because now you're looking at experiences and what their direct reports need, or what their clients and customers need, as opposed to having an internal focus, which is all of our default clients.
Amazing. Great stats in there, great tips. For more incredible tips and to find out how to engage with Leah, please click on the link below. She started the Instagram page. There's a whole conversation around Talk About Talking. And until next week, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scarlett.